The ramp. The ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from
Gordon Keith.
This is brought to you by Sante Center for Healing. Here he is, folks. Monty.
Thank you so much, DJ. Got a few things here in today's edition of The Ramp. Speaking of, we have this from July 4th, a little leftover. I forgot about this as I saw. What's the best way to celebrate July 4th? That, of course, with a nice cold beverage.
Some pork and beans.
Maybe some pork and beans with some ground beef mixed in.
Yes, but you still call it pork and beans.
Instead of the pork, of course. But
just be chili or beef and beans. Or...
No.
I enjoyed this mashup that someone put together of basically every country music star mentioning the words cold beer in their song. And it's actually pretty... pretty fun here.
It can't be that. 15
cold
second.
Cold beer.
Cold beer. Cold beer.
Cold beer.
Cold beer.
Cold beer.
Cold beer.
Cold beer.
These are all different
with
artists.
An ice cold beer.
With an ice cold beer.
I love cold beer.
Cold beer.
With an ice cold beer.
With an ice cold beer.
Cold, cold beer.
Cold beer.
With an ice cold beer.
With an ice cold beer.
This is a great companion to the Chili Dog song.
Cold beer,
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 cold beer.
Anyway,
yes,
you like that? The cold beer.
Well, I don't want a warm beer. If I'm going to drink a beer, I want it to be ice cold, so it makes sense.
If we took that to our brethren on the next two doors over with the Wolf and KSCS, do you think they'd be able to identify
who's saying it?
Yeah, half of those cold beers.
Probably.
Absolutely. Yes.
Because, I mean, some of them are Blake Shelton, Luke Combs.
I know one of them's the chicken fry one.
Zach Brown?
Is that who that was?
I don't know. He's in there. But yes, it's all people that you would know, for sure. Anyway, shout out to Cold Beer. I thought this was interesting. So, you know, People Magazine.
Get it every week.
People Be Magazine.
Maybe you grab one with a little box of Tic Tacs when you're checking out the grocery store.
Get that with my Highlights magazine. You're all set.
Oh, John Rufus.
Highlights. What are you, waiting at the pediatrician?
Yeah.
Checking out what Goofus and Gallon are up to these days.
Trying to find the five differences between the two photos.
Dude, I dominated that.
I felt like 60%. Well, they put on social media an important death, as Dale Savage has died at the age of 62. Dale Savage, a.k.a. the Muscle Daddy,
what?
Is an adult film star.
Oh, no. In People Magazine?
Yes.
We're bringing it mainstream.
Absolutely.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I don't recognize this guy.
So apparently, well, you would not, him, because I don't think you would have partook in his style of pornography. There weren't a whole lot of ladies in the films that Dale Savage was in.
You gotta start somewhere. There's nothing wrong with that.
But he passed away at the age of 62 due to a stroke. Way to go, DJ.
Died doing what he loved, probably.
Which apparently was young men.
Are you gay?
But I found this interesting as I started to look up the life of Dale Savage as...
Don't act like you didn't know anything about him before this.
I now know more about this gay adult film star than any other in the world. And it sucks because I found it all out now that he's dead.
Have you looked at any of his titles he's been in?
I don't have a chance to do a Make-A-Wish. Yes.
Okay.
Which, would I get funny looks from the Make-A-Wish wish giver if I said I'd like to meet a gay adult film star?
Look, you can be dying and gay and want to meet one of your stars. There's nothing wrong with that.
This guy looks like Jeffrey Epstein.
Look, he does have kind of a little bit stung by a bee Jeffrey Epstein look. Anyway, he is a late in life adult film star because he didn't start in these films until he was 50.
Years active 2018 to 2025.
Yeah. And before that,
I found a new passion late in life. I think we should celebrate that. I think we all should aspire to keep building, broadening our horizons whenever we're older, even if that means videoed love with young gay men. It's not going to be the same for everybody.
Should we all pivot to adult film so we could be in a movie called Balls Deep, Some Like It Caliente?
I don't want to star in films with y'all, if that's what you're...
No, I don't think anyone would watch films
not implying that.
I don't want that.
Who would have the best chance of being the next Brandon St. Randy?
Who the hell is that?
Zach and Mary?
What?
I know what you're talking about. Not a super notable reference, though. It's a very...
My bad.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, though. That's a good reference. Anyway, yeah. Shout out to the pansexual muscle daddy, Dale Savage.
I was going to point out, on the Google News search, some of the obits are just gay adult film performer.
Right.
But then they soften it in other ones and just say pansexual.
He was also in Gilligan's Byland.
Also,
Baldy liked that one.
Is that the skipper and Gilligan? They haven't left their tent in days.
You're on that island.
They're just having a full Brokeback romp in there.
Yeah, the boats keep coming to save them.
Yeah, we're ready to go. We found a way off the island.
Put out the fire.
Can y'all quit licking each other for 5 minutes so we can leave? I just wondered, when I saw that, how old he was when he joined. What would you do if your dad told you? Because I would have been...
Boy, that'd be a tough one.
At the age of 50, I would have been early 20s when my dad turned 50. He's like, hey, look, I'm giving up the chicken business. I'm going to become the pansexual muscle daddy.
Been working out a lot.
Yeah, I'm looking good.
A lot of show it off.
Looking good. I got this part in Gilligan's Byland.
Talent scout found me, and he's really talking me up that this could go somewhere, and I'd love my family's support.
I'm also have a movie coming out called Step Gramps Sandwich.
Or I'm a pig, sir. Like, Dad, I'd rather... Are you sure? You should go be a Walmart greeter.
No.
You need money or something? I mean, I'll get a second job if you don't...
This is my calling.
Man, I guess if that's what they really want to do, I think you just gotta... Vaya con Dios, though. Yeah. Whatever you want to do.
We got pumping for promotion coming up. All right, last story here quickly. As a shout-out again to Dale Savage.
Stay hard, Dale Savage.
Have you guys seen the latest update on the biohacker, Brian Johnson?
I did.
Hardline, actually.
Corby, I think this was a snake pit where he featured, and he guaranteed this guy would never die.
That was an older snake pit, though.
He's talked about him before.
Yeah.
There's been an update to this guy's life. So if you don't know who he is, his name is Brian Johnson, who his main goal is to defeat death. He's basically spending all of his money, as he's a tech bro, to try to reverse the aging process. He's gone through all kinds of insane blood doping, reverse blood boying, just crazy things.
Takes 500 medications a day.
Yeah.
He's constantly monitored with...
He's got like a Whoop watch on.
More than that, even.
Probably more than that.
More than that. He's got doctors monitoring him all the time. Like,
right.
All the way.
Well, apparently, there is a little bit of a issue with him as he's dealing with autoimmune gastritis, AIG, where the immune system mistakenly attacks healthy cells in his stomach lining. So he's having to deal with that. It causes irreversible damage, including nutritional deficiency, anemia, and eventually an elevated cancer risk. So now he's trying to figure out a way to get around this, and he's using cutting edge medical advances to try to beat this, and not your normal just kind of monitor care that I guess is what they would normally do. He's using AI designed antibodies to destroy the rogue cells.
What? Sounds made up.
He went in there, just did like a 10 word prompt and on Grok or whatever, ChatGPT.
3D printed some peptides that are going to knock down it out.
Swallowed it.
Just down a little blue capsule. And we'll see if he can pull through because he's already got one problem to deal with. He's like real vampire looking. He's pale.
Yeah, he looks sick.
But shouldn't we be cheering for this guy to figure this out?
Sure. Yeah, he's a perfect guinea pig. Figure it out. Let us know what happens. Report back. And if things don't work out, get into gay porn.